In Egypt today, a court postponed proceedings against pro-democracy activists. They're accused of receiving illegal funding and stoking unrest. Some of the defendants in the postponed case were Americans and were not likely to appear anyway. The U.S. government posted their $5 million bail and flew six activists home last week. NPR's Michelle Kellerman spoke with one here in Washington.
The International Republican Institute Sam LaHood spent 4 weeks holed up at the U.S. Embassy in Cairo after he was put on a travel ban along with other international democracy promoters.
I spent 2 of those weeks literally sleeping on an air mattress in an auditorium, and then they found some sleeping quarters for me and another colleague, and we spent the remainder of our time there in a more proper bedroom.
LaHood, who's the son of the Obama administration's transportation secretary, is now back in Washington, borrowing office space and thinking about next steps.
My wife and I packed up all our things and sent them home. And so I don't have anything left there, but it was a little bit of a hurried affair.
He had been running programs on voter education in Egypt and teaching new political parties how to run campaigns and develop their programs. LaHood says he and his colleagues never expected to be prosecuted for work the U.S. government paid them to do. And by the end, he was worried about his safety because of what he says were wild allegations in the Egyptian media against international democracy promoters.
That those things happened, I took as a sign that just about anything was possible, whether that was arrest or facing trouble with people just looking for their own axe to grind.
LaHood was one of 6 Americans taken out of Egypt on a U.S. plane after posting bail. One other stayed in Egypt. Still, the issue is far from resolved, says Tamara Wittes, who recently left the State Department to join the Brookings Institution. She says key issues are at stake.
One is whether U.S. assistance to Egypt all has to go through a centralized point in the Egyptian government, or whether the U.S. can use its assistance to build independent relationships with others in Egyptian society. That's the first big issue. The second big issue is about civil society and associational freedom, and what approach is post-revolutionary Egypt going to take to its own NGOs.
The U.S. and others need to keep reminding Egyptian authorities, she says, that if you want to be a democracy, you need non-governmental groups that hold authorities to account.
The idea that community-based grassroots organizations inside Egypt should be able to reach out to and partner with counterparts in other countries, this should not be controversial. This is a core component of freedom of association, well-rooted in international law.
Some U.S. lawmakers came back from Egypt recently saying they got assurances from a leading Islamist party in the new Egyptian parliament that they would help resolve these issues. Sam LaHood of the International Republican Institute says the Muslim Brotherhood is interested in getting rid of Hosni Mubarak-era laws.
The Muslim Brotherhood knows better than anybody else the nasty tactics that the Mubarak government had used in the past. And there is, within the Muslim Brotherhood and within a lot of these other groups that are newly elected to parliament, interest in reforming these laws to making them more open so that people are more free to express opinions and operate within Egypt outside of just the confines the Mubarak government put up.
Egyptians are working through what Tamara Wittes describes as a heavy legacy of authoritarianism. And she says what happens in Egypt is important for the region.
It's culturally, economically, historically a dominant influence on the rest of the Arab world. So the path Egypt takes is going to have a significant influence on the trajectory in the rest of the region.
Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You can follow developments in the Arab Spring, the 2012 election, and many other stories right here on Morning Edition, and also follow us online on Twitter and on Facebook. Our Twitter handles include at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep.